Agency owners, it's time for a new episode of the Agency Blueprint, the number one podcast for agency owners looking to build systems to simplify and gain reliable profit growth, while also reducing stress and getting their personal life back. I'm your host, Robert Patton, international bestselling author, agency scale partner, and founder of Creative Agency Success. If you enjoy this episode, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button to make sure that you never miss an episode and help keep the show at the top of the charts so it can be found by more agency owners like you. And now for the show. Everyone, so today I wanted to talk to you about your client onboarding and the possibility of automation for it. Onboarding ultimately does set the tone for your client relationships. And while it is essential to create a welcoming and ultimately a bit personalized experience, it can also become incredibly time consuming and repetitive. And so that's where ultimately the automation component of it comes in. And so today we're going to talk about the onboarding experience for your clients, how you can go about automation within it, templates, project management softwares, all of those sorts of things, while maintaining a personal touch. By leveraging automation, you can ultimately save time, stay consistent, and ensure that no detail actually falls through the cracks, and that you have a meaningful amount of impact with your clients. And so let's just start about talking about the onboarding experience in the first place. Here's the thing, I just want to put ourselves in the mindset and the position of your new client. And so generally speaking, we have someone that is coming in that is having a challenge, whether it's a branding challenge, a marketing challenge, a video challenge, a lead generation challenge, a website challenge, a conversion challenge, whatever it is that they have. There's a thing that they are looking to solve for. There's a pain point in their business or in themselves in their workday that is ultimately a problem for them, and they want to solve for it. And so they're coming to you to solve for this challenge. And they have gone through, likely speaking, with multiple potentials for partners. They have selected you to help them solve this challenge. And so the first thing that ultimately happens, the same way that we, when we go to buy like a phone at Apple, as an example, that we spend the exorbitant amount of money it is to purchase this new phone. We enjoy unwrapping the box and turning it on and all of that. But then very shortly thereafter, we have buyer's remorse. And we wonder, well, was this really worth this amount of money? Should I have spent this money on this? And that is a natural stage for every single person. If you're interested in this topic in general, there's a book that I really enjoyed, Never Lose a Customer Again, Joey Coleman, and would highly recommend it in talking through the mindset and the experience of a customer. But as a kind of baseline piece of it is that they are excited, elated as they sign the contract. That slowly dissipates. And the thing that they want to confirm is, did I make the right choice? Have I selected the right partner to help me? And that initial experience that they have is going to set the tone for the entire relationship. Is their anxiety level going to increase here? Are they going to feel comfortable that you are the expert and that they did make the right choice? And as you onboard every client, the experience that they have here is either going to highlight the worst parts of themselves or the best parts of themselves. And it's your opportunity to make sure that you have the smoothest onboarding experience for them that allows for you to be able to build trust and confidence in your agency. And that trust and confidence in any relationship is paramount. And they need to be able to feel that they can rely on you. And there is a balance between personalization and that welcoming experience, while also making sure that it's falling into your process so that you can ensure that they end up getting the end result. But I want you to actually think through the experience of a client, because if they start off, and let's play this out, if it's not done well. So let's say that they sign the contract, they're excited, they're looking forward to solving this challenge, and then they end up having a lackluster experience. And so they're now starting to micromanage, control, their anxiety levels are higher, and they're giving you over amounts of feedback, they're wanting consistent updates, just start to really try to control the entire experience. They end up trying to break your process because they want it to fit into theirs. And that entire anxiety component ends up you going over hours on the project, more revisions of work because you didn't follow your process. The client isn't having a good experience of trying to micromanage you. And ultimately, they don't have the experience to do this in the first place, but they are trying to micromanage you because of their anxiety. And so it's making the outcome for them worse. It is making your experience worse. It's making you go over budget, likely making this project unprofitable. They are unhappy with you and they end up leaving. And so that is what you're creating with a bad onboarding experience. Now let's flip that on the opposite end. Same client, you bring them on, you set the appropriate expectations, you make sure that they have very clear understanding of how you're going to communicate with them, what are they going to get and when, how they're going to go about it. You understand their mind space in the actual onboarding experience, and you're managing that experience for them. So their anxiety level is calmer. They're not trying to micromanage you. You can fall into the process. You don't have this excess number of revisions, excess amount of work that's ultimately needing to happen. And you have a longer term relationship with a client that ultimately does trust you and has the confidence that you're able to actually help them. And so there is a balance here that does need to happen, is that it is important that you follow your process, because that is how you're able to derive the result for the client. And it is important that you also recognize them as a human being with the emotional range that we all have, and that you're able to actually manage that experience. And there is a commonality between what that experience ultimately is. And I'm going to just insert this here for a moment. And one of the things that I see happen in a load of agencies is that you onboard the client, you have the kickoff call, and then you go completely dark. They have no understanding of what you're doing internally. They're completely, at this point, in just nothing but fear, because they don't know what it is that you're doing. They don't know how much you're thinking about them, that strategy piece that you're considering. All of that information ultimately does never get to the client. And so they're in the dark. You end up popping back up and just showing them something that you've been working on, asking for their feedback, and then you're dark again. And that is what the experience is for the vast majority of clients working with agencies. And a lot of them do not like it. Unless they've been working with agencies for a long time, they're used to this experience and they're okay with it. Largely larger organizations, they're not going to have a good experience with this, and they are going to try to micromanage you. And it's not unreasonable that they would. And there's other episodes that we talk about how to present design and all of that as well, and I would check those out, because it is very important that you're presenting your work in the actual strategy that you've been thinking about for them. But this onboarding experience for them creates for, again, as I mentioned, either the highlighting and bringing up their worst characteristics, or potentially highlighting and bringing out the best. And the way that you go about onboarding your clients is going to make this really impactful. Before we actually jump into the potential for automation within your onboarding and how you can go about saving time with it, my first piece, and I was actually talking with a client about this earlier this week, and the piece of feedback that I gave to them is that at this point right now, you do not have a documented understanding of what your process is in the first place. So my recommendation is, let's first standardize exactly what it is. What are the key points that we want to have with throughout the onboarding? And I jokingly grabbed a stack, and I don't have them handy, but a stack of, you know, just post-its. And I said, it's this really advanced piece of technology that I've got here on my desk that you can just grab and write down all the different things that the client needs, the information that they need in order to have a, you know, good, trusting, respectful relationship with you. And just write down all the things on individual pieces of a post-it, put it on a wall, and then just start to consider, where do they actually need to map out over the course of that first 90-day, 100-day kind of timeline where they're working with you. And we first need to standardize what it is that you're doing and the process by which that happens. Before we can even consider any automation, we have to be doing things relatively consistently. And without it, there's no real true point for you to start to think about automation. There is the possibility, there always is the possibility of automation, but you want to make sure that you're doing things in a way that isn't creating for more tension, that isn't creating for friction. And so here's the distinction, right? So in the conversation we were having in that example was that they work with blue collar workers, and there's a lot of technological pieces that are involved with what this agency does to allow for them to set everything up that they need. And so the question that I was asking them is, do they, if you were to set it up in an automated fashion, please provide us with access to this and, you know, provide us access to your ad manager and to your social media channels and do all of the stuff, click here, click here, click here. Are you just going to create more frustration for them? Is there a way that we can have, is it better, are we better off doing this live? Are we better off doing this with a Loom video? Are we better off doing this, some of this feedback and questionnaire information with a video ask? How exactly do we want to go about doing this that doesn't create for a bad experience for the client, making sure that we're able to get things quicker? One of the number one problems that we have when it comes to project management and being able to actually have a successful result for the client is that we do need information from them. And in order for us to be able to get it from them, we have to do it in a way that allows for them to understand what it is that they're providing to us, be able to provide us all the information that they ultimately need, and not create more friction in it. So if it's something that makes them feel dumb, something that makes them feel afraid, something that they're not experienced in doing, then ultimately they're going to avoid it, just like you and I would. And it makes it, yes, the outcome largely is the one that gets most impacted by it is them, but your agency is impacted as well. And so understanding those considerations and thinking about those really purposefully allows for us to understand what pieces of it do need to be live and human, and which pieces of it can we go about automating. So once we have really gone through and understood exactly what our standardized process is, we can start to look at automation. And by and large, the automation component of it, the benefits here is that it can save a lot of time. The automation of really, truly repetitive tasks can free up your time and your team's time for the higher value activities that allows for you to be more strategic, allows for you to have more impact, allows for you to refocus your attention elsewhere, and that allows for not only the client experience to be better, but the client output to be better, their outcome. The other piece that I find really important is that if without, at least for me, and you may be different, but without having a systematic way about doing things, our consistency isn't there. And I find that consistency in what it is that we are doing is incredibly important, because that creates or diminishes the entirety of the client experience, not only in onboarding, but throughout the entirety of the relationship. And the highest quality experience that a client can have, one client versus another, is making sure that you're consistent. Because if you're treating one client one way and another client another way, and the experience is completely different, you don't know whether it was the person, you don't know whether it was us, you don't know where the problem actually is. And again, in my experience, the thing that tends to be the hardest piece in business to allow for us to grow is identifying the problem. And if you don't have consistency in how it is that you're going about it, you can't identify the problem. There's no way for you to be able to go about doing that. And so I find it so incredibly vital for us to be doing things in the same fashion, in the same way, delivering it in the same way, so that it allows for us to have an understanding of how we can go about making improvements ourselves. And then there's the opportunity for us to make it more scalable, really. And being able to be that consistency allows for us to have an understanding of what it is, allows for us to think about how we can go about automating. And ultimately, the more automation that we build into things, the more time that we ultimately have, we can potentially onboard multiple clients at the same time without overwhelming your team. It can allow for us to have more clients in a simultaneous fashion, which allows for us to be more profitable. So it has some pretty far-reaching implications if we're able to onboard clients in a bit more of an automated fashion, at least leveraging software. It doesn't mean that every single piece of it needs to be automated, and it probably shouldn't, but allowing for us to be able to do things in a more growth-oriented mindset. So now thinking about the areas that we have as an opportunity for automation, there's a couple of pieces. And I when I'm thinking about automation, there's just the mechanism by which we go about doing things in a more scalable fashion. So there's a couple of pieces that I just want to give some ideas and start to get those creative juices flowing in your automated onboarding process. And so to start with, you can set up things to allow for automated emails to go out, welcome emails with next steps of what it exactly that we are going to be doing, including the team members that are going to be on that project, who they're for, how do they reach out to you, the base kind of pieces that are important for them to engage with you, and making sure that we're setting up the appropriate expectations, you know, making sure that we're following up for any missing details, documents, things that we ultimately have, that can be a largely fairly automated fashion of like, here's the information that we've already collected. We can mark them complete. We can mark them already received. And then everything else goes out once that's been done. Automation within your own CRM software, project management here, allows for things to be really simple and easy, and allowing for you to be able to get things going very quickly. The piece that I want to just highlight here in the speed at which we are welcoming a new client into your agency is really important. And as I was describing at the beginning of the episode, you have that buyer's remorse piece. And so the quicker that you can actually get for them to go from that elated phase where they currently are to the phase where they actually understand what is going to happen next and be able to get through that buyer's remorse feeling as quickly as possible, minimizing it as much as possible, getting them into the next phase of reward of starting to have the impact that they're looking for. We want to get through this phase as quickly as possible. And starting at things off in a very quick fashion where we're able to make the best possible experience for them is really important. The next piece, and let's say that we don't have the mechanism by which to automate those emails and there's too much nuance in the relationship. The other way that we can go about this is templated emails where we are able to make just slight little customizations for the client, but generally speaking, it's 80 or 90% the same. And then we are just making slight augmentations. So here's the template for this type of service. Here's the template for this type of service. Here's the template for this type of retainer. And then here's the couple of things that we are going to need to add and make augmentations to it. Little quick tip that you can do that we do is that we utilize our signatures as these template emails, allowing for us to be able to send out emails in a much easier fashion by being able to just like quickly insert them if you don't have that built into your CRM system as well. The other potential here is in the questionnaires. So as I mentioned earlier, obviously our success is predicated on obtaining the information from the client as well, and making sure that we're getting things going as quickly as we possibly can. And so there's loads of ways that you can go about doing this. The piece that I want to make sure that you're thinking about here is, are you making sure that you're asking questions that are not going to overwhelm the client? But that client questionnaire, that collection of information, and it could be, you know, base brand assets, it could be, you know, their ideal client or target audience information, it could be persona details, it could be if you're a social media agency, what types of content do they like, who are the people that they follow that they enjoy, those sorts of things that I think are really meaningful for us to be able to collect. And there's loads of different platforms that you can use, from Typeform to simple Google Forms to video asks, that allow for you to be able to have a little bit more engagement and it feels a little bit more personal, and that you're able to have videos that you've created that gives them the context. And here's the piece that's really, really, really important here, is that context. Is how exactly am I supposed to be providing this information to you? What exactly does it look like if it's actually sent over complete, so that it allows for them to have a clear understanding? And the thing that I want you to also be thinking about is, how long is it going to take for them to complete this? Is it a 45-minute task? Is it an hour-long task? Is it a four-hour-long task for them to collect and send it all? Is there a way for us to make it shorter? Is there a way for us to make it easier? Is there a way for us to break it up so that it doesn't feel so overwhelming? Because if I were to ask you right now, I want you to go and stop. You just signed up and you've got a load of things. You've hired a new person to help take work off of your plate. Do you have a couple of hours for you to be able to submit all the information to them? Likely not. And so I want to make sure that you're thinking about this in the appropriate fashion, in the same experience that you would have in the reverse, where you were the client. I want you to think about the experience for them. Then there's also, you know, surveys, feedback systems, allowing for you to be able to ask for them at key milestones throughout the relationship. You know, hey, we finished this initial design review, we finished this initial deliverable, we finished this, you know, initial phase of strategy, whatever the phase of the relationship is, and then sending out automated emails based on the completion of stuff within project management. And then, speaking of project management, incredibly important for us, and this is the consistency piece, is onboarding checklists, the who are they assigned to, timelines, task assignments to who they are going through, whether it's Asana or a Monday.com or a Rike or a Workamajig, and it doesn't really matter. And what exactly the project management software is that you're utilizing. My opinion of the best project management software is the one that you're going to use, but having them set up in a mechanism that is templatized, so that you can follow things and do them consistently, that each client is going to have the exact same type of experience, that you're asking largely the same types of questions, and that there's a very clear thing that happens in a specific interval from when they actually signed up. So the piece that I want to start to now make sure that we are building into it, and I'll give you some examples of it, but being able to maintain personalization in an automated process. So let's say that we are sending out a welcome email and we are sending out automated emails, and we can potentially just, you know, do something as simple as inserting client name or specific goals of things that we spoke about, a little tidbit personally about them. And so as you complete a form within the CRM, as they've signed something, these pieces of little tidbits can be filled out from a sales conversation that allows for it to be done in an automated fashion. You may do personalized check-ins or video calls, or even, you know, recording a quick Loom video and sending it to them throughout the process, that allows for you to do things in an automated fashion, but you're then inserting some personalization. You're inserting some pieces into it that allow for you to have that human touch. That customization within templates is also incredibly useful here. So as an example, when we get new clients that sign up, we send out emails largely fairly automated that allow for them to get access and allow for them to be able to start to get going immediately. But they also do get, each one gets a email from me. I get the context from the individual that's been speaking with them. I take a look at who they are, understand a bit about their business, talk about understanding what their pain points and their initial things that they're looking to accomplish, and I send them a personal email. The base email is largely pretty templatized, and I'm spending a couple minutes to send them an email that is me talking to them about their specific scenario and my thoughts, and allowing for them to see and feel personally welcomed. And I to me, it's important that this is how they feel and that that's the experience. And it's a cornerstone to how we, the value that we want to provide in our own values as an organization is seeing the person and helping that person, but making sure that you're doing it in a way that isn't going to completely just take over your attention and time. Tools, platforms, technologies, the CRMs, your surveys and questionnaire tools, your project management tools are all vital throughout this entire process. And so the final piece that I want to talk about here is the change management component and being able to implement this fully. I don't want you to over-automate. I want you to first start in making sure that you're standardized in your process. I don't want your clients to feel like they're interacting with a robot. I don't want them to feel like they're completely ignored and that they're going to be interacting with a form and that there's not a person on the other side of it. There needs to be a potential for that human connection because the relationship is key here and you want to make sure that you're cultivating and building that relationship. So how within your automated system are you building that personal experience, that relationship that is so incredibly vital? And then making sure that you are recognizing your ideal client and them as an organization, them as a person. What is their experience that they have working with these types of tools? What is the understanding that they're coming in at? Are they a veteran within working with agencies? Or is this typically when they engage with you the first time or second time that they've worked with an agency and largely do not have the experience that is going to allow for them to be able to work within these tools? I want you to think about automation and your client onboarding isn't about removing the human connection. It's about freeing up your time so that you can focus on building a stronger relationship. It's about making sure that you're going through thinking about the relationship and the onboarding experience so that it is consistent. By automating some of these repetitive tasks like your emails, your questionnaires, the follow-ups, those sorts of things can allow for you to spend more time in strategy. It can allow for you to be able to be more consistent in the deliverables and maintain a truly personal touch and being more thoughtful for each time that you are engaging with the client so that it doesn't end up being, we've all experienced it, that meeting that could have been an email. A well-automated onboarding experience can truly enhance the client experience and allow for you to have set up the relationship for truly long-term success. And so the objective here is for you to be able to have the blend between automation, setting clear expectations, and that human touch that is so vital to building a meaningful relationship. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening in today. With all of the shifts in the industry, it is easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure of your next move. So I'm not here to try to sell you anything. I just want to give back and guide you through the uncertainty. Whether you're navigating new trends or just need some clarity, we're here to listen and offer advice. Head to creativeagencysuccess.com/chat to book a free 15-minute chat with an agency mentor who can provide you with a fresh perspective. Let's figure out the best steps for your agency's growth together.